Welcome to the Ether. Today is Thursday, June 15th, 2023. Today on the Ether, Punk FM, featuring the Galactic Punks and the Lonely Astro Club. Let's take a listen.
Hi guys, Rebel DeFi here on the Galactic DAO Twitter account. I only see a few of us in here, and it looks like it's all of us going to be chatting. We've got the Lonely Astros Twitter account. I don't know if someone's behind that who's going to be chatting, but it is, yeah, Punk FM with the Lonely Astro Club. So we'll be getting people up to the stage. I can see Chubby's just dropped in. Hope you're doing well, sir. Before I start bringing people up, first question, let's see some thumbs up or thumbs down. Did anyone hear some music at the start of this thing? Because I was hearing music, but I don't know if the music goes out. You got the music. Absolutely fantastic. Okay, so maybe the time when the music didn't play, it was completely my fault and I'd just done something wrong. So glad to hear I did things okay this evening. Just a quick update before I bring speakers up from the Galactic Punks. I feel I've kind of been gagged, so I can't release any pre-announcements. So this is like a pre-announcement of a potential pre-announcement at some stage in the future. If you're holding Galactic Punks, if you're in the Discord, and if you're thinking, what is going on? Stuff is going on. The team has something coming, a couple of things coming that are, and I don't fully know exactly how they're all going to work, but there's two things that are really pretty dope. I had a discussion about the first one today that's going to be coming sooner rather than later, suggesting like we should do like a pre-announcement, and I was outvoted on that one. Something to do with potential front running or something like that. So I will bite my tongue. We shall get the Lonely Astro Club up. We have Starry and possibly someone else on the Lonely Astro Club account. So let's get Starry up. I find it really hard to do a couple of things at the same time. Right, invitation out to speak. And hey, good evening, sir. You all right?
Yeah, man, I'm doing great. Yourself?
I am well. Glad to have you here. Glad to finally make your acquaintance. We've talked a number of times on both Discord and Telegram. Good to have you here. Is it Lost in Headspace that's on the official account?
Yeah, correct. That's Lost.
Lost.
Hey guys, okay. It's Lost.
Lost, that's a lot easier than, I like nicknames, short names. Lost is definitely a lot easier for the
definitely.
I appreciate that. We've got EC. He's dropped in from the Finance Council. You are welcome to come up at any time you want, sir. Give us an update on what's going on there. So for the next 55 minutes, we are going to be hearing about the Lonely Astro Club. I've got some questions myself. If there's audience questions, we love a bit of audience participation. So just let us know when you want to come up. Sometimes when I host a Twitter space, we sort of work out a few things that the team maybe wants to talk about, and I'll sort of direct my questions down that way. We haven't really had that conversation, although we have been in touch, sort of chatting about other stuff. So if you find the questions I'm asking are not going the way you have maybe some alpha or whatever, just let us know, and then we can definitely change the topic. But I mean, seeing as you guys are on Stargate, Galactic Punks are on Terra. I mean, you may have even started out on Terra. I don't know your full history. So would you be able to give us a sort of a little bit of a history about how you got into Web3 and how you found yourself on Stargaze?
Yeah, definitely. We actually originally had planned to release our project on Luna. It almost feels like some faraway dream. But yeah, I was heavily involved with Luna and I was getting lost involved with it. And he hadn't really got deep into crypto at that time. But I told him I wanted to collaborate on a NFT project and we got to working. The concept was originally a comic book and we thought the application of an NFT would be more, we can make it more engaging and we could tie our story to actual utility of our NFT. And once Luna collapsed, I was exploring different options because we wanted to move forward with this project. And eventually I found Stargaze and I really liked the community, the communities I met. One of the first communities I met was the network, actually, and Encryptode. And they were super welcoming, and I liked the vibe of Stargaze, and so we decided to move forward with our project on there.
Yeah, definitely. And even awesome. And since we've started on Stargaze, it's been a really fun journey. I know that we were looking at it and contemplating a couple different options right before we got on, and we were just observing, and it just felt like the perfect fit for us. So we're really excited to be on Stargaze.
Thinking of, I'm just going to bring it back to Galactic Punks for a bit. Luna, Terra, the moon, space travel, it kind of fits for us to be on Terra. And I think it obviously would have suited you guys as well had things not gone the way they did. But with your sort of space theme, Stargaze, that whole sort of space thing going on, I think Stargaze is obviously a great fit as well. And you did mention the network. They are in the house tonight. Will the network come up later maybe to talk about the network, do you think? Or shall we do a bit of pre-shilling? Okay, the network's coming up in CryptoEd. Awesome. Let's bring them up just now. So for anyone that doesn't know the network, and I think a lot of Terra people are now finding out about the network because of the Pixel Lions, they have a background with the network trait, and they are going for quite a lot of Luna at the moment.
Hey, everyone. How you doing, guys?
How's it going?
Hey, how you doing, sir?
Hey, I think I'm becoming EncryptoEd. I like my new identity. I think I'm going to start rebranding as EncryptoEd. It's becoming kind of a catchy thing. But otherwise, for everyone else, it's EncryptoEd. I'm just here repping the network right now, and I'm really glad that you all could make the spaces. So really quick, I wanted to just point out Lonely Astro Club, because I think the Galactic Punk DAO, you're asking questions about where are they from. And so some of us met Starry like a long time ago on different Discords throughout Luna and Terra during the NFT days. And then he kind of got caught up in the NFT space, just like the rest of the lunatics. And he ended up making the project with Lost, his partner. And then it sort of was set to kick off right around the Luna crash. And then they ended up bringing it to Stargaze to sort of stay in the cosmos. And that's been like a huge theme for some of us lunatics, like hanging around the cosmos and staying true to the cosmos. And it's just been like for like ex-lunatics, like being on Cosmos and like, you know, bringing in Luna and doing all of those types of things. It's just been like the place for us for some time now. So it made a lot of sense. So they launched the project and it's been one of the top projects because of the art, because of the way that they approach NFTs. And for us in the network, we've been really like impressed by everything that's been going on behind the scenes with Lonely Astro Club, and we've just been like in awe of sort of how the art is changing what you can do with NFTs within Stargaze. So it's been pretty cool. And so we're just sort of happy to be like here on the space. And, you know, I think that the Lonely Astro Club team will probably tell you the same.
Well, I imagine they appreciate the kind words. Sorry for the rebranding Encryptoed as Encryptoed. Encryptoed. So that was Encrypto shilling the Lonely Astro Club a little bit. Do you guys want to sort of come in on that and talk about how the network maybe helped you and how and why anyone who's not in the network might want to consider joining?
I can expand upon that. We were testing ways we can involve our audience in shaping our story. It was one of the early things we wanted to do. And so I was talking to Encryptoed about involving the network in some like early beta kind of story testing and seeing how an audience would engage with our story and how it would shape it. And they were hugely instrumental in kind of figuring out a good rhythm for doing that and involving our community. And it's difficult. And it's still difficult trying to find kind of like a balance between involving our community and kind of like following our own personal narrative of our story. But we've been having a lot of fun with it. It's challenging. And it leaves us a lot of room to be innovative. And especially with Lost, I mean, Lost can expand upon this. We set up this bounty program. It's kind of like our first utility. And maybe he can expand upon it more.
Yeah, definitely. But first, I want to, again, just commend the network. Starry's been kind of my ear to the ground. I'm always working really hard and I chat as much as I can. But, you know, I'm always having these like backroom conversations with Starry and he's keeping me tuned in all the time. And he was always telling me of the network and how it's such a great engaged group to be involved in and to connect with. And when he introduced me to Encryptoed, I could really see why the passion that Encryptoed has for the space and just all kinds of projects. It's a really cool community to be in, to just like learn about everything that's going on and to be super in tuned. But yeah, with regard to the bounty program, we really wanted to create an additional story element about each individual astro. So, you know, if you don't already know our project, we are a deeply story-based project. Starry's an incredible writer, photographer, director, and he, you know, originally came up with the story, and we were talking about ways to involve the characters within the story, create the lore as like the primary thing, and start with that instead of like releasing a collection and following with it. And we have basically six main characters within our story. One of those is Switch, which was a collaboration with the network, and he kind of represents the network within the collection in addition to the other traits that we have. And then we were just thinking of like, you know, how to get people to care more about the art and think of the individual NFTs as characters themselves. And the bounty program felt like a really fun and engaging way to do that. And we found some developers in the space that were really great, even community members that have helped. Console has been a really big help in getting things launched and just making sure there's like additional touch points in addition to like the development we've kind of undergone already. But yeah, basically the utility is this, like we have a bounty program. We put a bounty out on certain astros. We have like high value targets that are themed around certain traits. And then, you know, just recently we started going a little bit deeper in the story and involving, you know, connecting how the bounty program is connected to the overall story. But yeah, you can essentially go to our site, see the bounty program. Each we were doing every Monday, then we brought on every Wednesday, and now we're bringing on Friday as an additional date for bounties to come out just because of the interest we've gotten from the community.
So you want me to jump in and just give my thought on how the bounties are going? Because it's been really
challenging. Yes, please.
So like the bounties, as Lonely Astro Club was saying, are a special serum. So they've already launched the collection. They have all of their NFTs. I believe it's 2,222 Astros. And they're going to introduce 55 killer Astros, each one of them unique in its own way, and each one of them animated. And
yeah, sorry, just a quick correction. It's 3333 is our full collection, sorry. And our killer Astros are 555. But continue. Sorry about that.
Sorry, it was 333, and they got 555 of the killers coming, so that makes them even more rare. And each one of them is animated. And done by Lost the Artist, speaking for the Astros. So all the art and storyline are done in-house, and then the animation is done in-house, and then they launch the NFTs. So what the serum is going to do is anyone who wins a serum, there are only 555, you can burn one of your Astros and then get a killer Astro in its place using the serum. And so that in itself is going to create a secondary project. But each one of those new killer Astros will also be able to be counted as a full Astro in your crew, because crews are going to launch something special later on.
Yeah, I super appreciate those thoughts. Yeah, so the bounty program is live right now. The serums are an additional reward. So essentially, you go to the bounty program, you check to see if there's bounties on certain Astros. If you have one in your wallet, you could just go ahead and claim it and get a free black market serum is what we have. And if you don't have it in your wallet, you can go check it on the marketplace to see if it's listed and try to buy it to claim it. We give little backstories behind each Astro. And yeah, like Encryptode was saying, is these serums, these black market serums, we kind of think of them as like a super soldier serum. And, you know, it's connected to the overall story arc of our lore, but you're essentially able to upgrade and beef up your Astro. So we have wholly new traits, like Encrypto was saying, it's 100% animated. So, you know, we want them to feel super cool and valuable. There's different traits that have different types of animations, some more subtle than others. And every background will kind of set a vibe or an environment for those Astros within those animations. And we just kind of see it as a more engaging utility to give for free. You know, none of these are going to be minted. And there's going to be utility for each of the killer Astros as well.
Interesting stuff. I'm just looking at the website just now. So lonelyastro.club, and there's a link at the top to the bounty program. I kind of get the sense when I'm diving into a project that's maybe a little bit newer to me than some of the OGs in the project, that the team almost kind of take it for granted that people are kind of know what's going on, and then there's the serums and the killers are coming in, and like, I mean, are you interested in like bringing in complete newbies to your universe, or are you quite happy with the sort of community you've got and you just want to keep building for everyone that's been there for a while?
When you say complete newbies, you're talking about holders or characters?
No, I'm talking about someone like, if I tell my brother, see, it was like, hey, there's some
Cool
stuff in Stargaze, go take a look.
Yeah, we're more than happy to welcome new people. And we have channels within our Discord dedicated to the lore. So if you haven't followed along the whole way, it's very easy to get caught up pretty quickly and watch all of our past animations that we've created and kind of see our main characters that are in the story, which are actual one of ones in our collection as well. But yeah, we're always welcoming new people to partake and engage. And that's another cool thing about the bounty program, is if that's your entry, you also instantly get rewarded with a black market serum. And soon we'll have the lab out, which will you know, be its own sort of lore piece as well, where you'll get to burn, essentially you're burning an astro and the serum to get a new killer astro. And Crypto mentioned that this is a part of your crew. We have a crew of three, which is, you know, our main characters, our three characters, three crew members within the story. And once we get to this chapter, we're going to be airdropping portals to anyone who has a crew of three astros. So we haven't actually done that yet. If you're new and you want to participate within the collection, you still have an opportunity to be a part of that airdrop. And part of the reason we're still waiting for that to happen is it's a very crucial part of our story. And there's a real purpose for these portals, and there's a place that these portals will take you and give you access to something new as well. So yeah, absolutely, at any time you can join, and we're more than happy to welcome newcomers.
I'd also just say, having spent like a lot of time on the Discord for Lonely Astro Club, they do a great community as well. I mean, like, everyone is so active. A lot of holders are active all the time. They do a lot of giveaways, and it reminds me, you know, a lot about like Cosmos Discords. It's really a reflection of that. And I think that a lot of the people that hang out there are sort of OG lunatics, and a lot of cosmonauts that have been around for a while, that like, I think the engagement, the camaraderie, they even built four sub communities already among the Lonely Astro Club in a really cool way, where each sub community also has its own Twitter identity and is contributing to bringing along small groups with niche interests, their own art and their own lore. So it's a very rich community storytelling, and the Discord is vibrant and active. And, you know, we do rumbles, we do sub communities. It really reminds me of like bull run stuff, and we're doing that in a bear market. It's really, really cool.
So, I mean, just going through some of these astros that are on the bounty program just now, the price does seem kind of different to the floor price. Is that because, I mean, are people kind of wise to what's going on here, thinking, right, I could make a good bit of profit?
We noticed is right now, if you look at the floor price for serums, it's something like 2,500 to 3,000 stars on any given day. And so basically, when a bounty astro gets queued up, it retains its value like as an astro, but also adds on top of that the free serum. So it's kind of like a gigantic boost to that particular NFT, and it's done at random. So when they come up, you can see, you can check your, you know, all the NFTs you hold, or onto the NFTs for sale. And if it's out there, you can get it. And then on top of that, you get a free serum, which with a floor price of already 2 or 3,000 stars. So it's really kind of like an additional free bonus for holding that NFT. And then you can claim it on the website. So if it's out there to be had, you go snipe it, you bring it in, and then you claim the free serum. Or if it's already in your wallet, you go and you say, either put it on the market to be claimed, or you claim the serum yourself.
Okay, so when we're talking of these like claiming serums, for anyone that's kind of come in a little bit late possibly, so this is essentially a separate NFT collection with the black market serums.
It is.
Right.
Yeah, so when you go to the site, you'll connect your wallet. You can browse the available bounties that are listed in green. The red ones have already been claimed. So yeah, you could see if it's in your wallet, it'll allow you to claim it. You can watch an animation, and then an airdrop, you know, instantly happens to your wallet for the new item. And then once we have the lab launched, you'll be able to take one of your astros and burn it with your serum and upgrade it. So yeah, it's the serums are their own collection, but by the time that, you know, the lab is done and everyone's upgraded their astros, the serum collection will be completely burned. And kind of at the end of it, the goal is to continue to have a collection of 3,333 Astros. Just some of them will be OGs and some of them will be killers.
I'll be honest with you, I find this stuff fascinating about upgrading NFTs, morphing some NFTs with NFTs that are essentially a different collection. So, I mean, I can see at the moment, just looking on TFM, bit of a plug there, there are some of these black market serums for sale. So it's looking about sort of $32, what's that, 2,500 stars for people to go and buy a black market serum. In fact, I'm talking about them. I better get one just so it's in the wallet. So if I get a serum, I'll start saying in crypto ed again. If I get a serum that I can then attach that to any of my Astros that I choose, is that how it works?
Yeah. And the way that we want people to do it, it's think of creating like a really strong crew. And we want you to take your least desirable Astro, hold on to your rare ones or the ones that you really love. And that least desirable Astro will become the cooler thing, the more rare thing. So we also see it as a way to just like make the collection better and allow holders to curate it in a way by getting rid of the ones that they don't like and ending up with something a lot more rare.
Yeah, I think
hop in here, but we thought originally of looking into doing switching our contract to a mutable contract so it could be like a direct upgrade, but we decided against that because we do want some like specific utility for these killer Astros, and we want them to be special in their own way, different from the OG collection, and we want them to be unique and individual.
Yeah, and I think like making 555 rarer animated upgraded NFTs in a collection of 333, just at the same time keeping the number of NFTs in the community at the same level, just is a bonus if you can pull it off with great art. And I think that this team really has some of the coolest art and like most adaptable art on the Cosmos NFT space. And it's really, you know, adaptable, animatable, and it follows the lore very, very closely. So, I mean, it's really early days, I think, in the story. And that's what people don't realize is that the NFT collection launched just a while ago. People are holding that. People are yet to convert them into the next level. But behind that, we're building the actual story, the animations, the characters. There are one of ones in the collection that are just insanely rare and insanely well drawn. Lots of them that actually like link back to the story, who are characters in the story. So it's kind of a narrative like after the filter has built, but like this collection launched even before after the filter. And this collection was also a narrative story being told by professionals and professional artists. And I think once people realize that across the cosmos, that after the filter is a type of thing that is doing similar thing, that the cosmos might be known for this type of NFT, this type of lore building, this type of storytelling, and it really is innovative.
Yeah, we were talking about this recently. That's funny. But it would be cool to have this, like, that be one of the things Stargaze is known for, is storytelling. Because I feel like that's so human for us. And like people have been telling stories for generations, and it's how we connect and it's how we find truth. And I think to have like a chain that's like really focused on that and animations and telling stories is something cool and unique.
And the tools fit it really well. I mean, you can run one of ones on Stargaze. You can run small sub collections. And you're at liberty to launch it at really easy times when you need it to be launched. So just the freedom that Stargaze gives an artist, it really is exciting, and it's still early days. Like I see other artists, I see other artists in the crowd have taken advantage of that as well, with Aaron Exemplar, with his Muscle Mice. I can see him down there as well. He's really put together a collection, one of the pioneers of doing many collections all tied to the same theme, all by the same artist. And it's really worth a shout out too, because he's brought some of that culture and a ton of lunatics to this space that not a lot of people realize. But shout out to Aaron. You know, he's one of the king lunatics on Stargaze, I'm sure.
Yeah, and he actually did that before us. He did an upgrade for his muscle mice to make them all beefed up. And I thought that was so cool because, like, I feel like everyone leans towards doing mutants. And mutants are cool, but I feel like to some degree it's been like everyone's been doing it. I think it's cool to have something different. And I do really appreciate and think it's super innovative, that utility that you had for muscle mice.
And just to point it out, like most of these creators are also part of the network. And in fact, Muscle Mice has NFTs that get you membership to the network, and so does Lonely Astro Club. So that also creative community building part of it and the art all come together in a kind of mixed way, where there are NFTs that get you into the network, there are NFTs that are upgrading art, and both Muscle Mice and Lonely Astro Club are partnering with us to create communities and to, you know, to spread word about how amazing Stargaze is and all of the other platforms that we can get our culture to.
You know, I want to say too, that's one of the reasons that made the network so special. I feel like so many communities want this like exclusive nature to it. And the network was something different. It was one of the first communities that actually wanted to keep including different projects and keep including more people and keep expanding that network. And that's one of the big reasons I was drawn to it originally.
Thank you, brother.
I mean, I'm very interested in the network as well. Can we have a little sort of network segue and then get back to the Astros? I mean, we've had the Pixel Lions have released their collection on Terra with the network background. I'm assuming that was like in conjunction with the network. Did you want to talk on that for a little bit?
Yeah, so LionDAO reached out to us, and we have mutual connections in the cosmos, and they were, as you should, sourcing a lot of ideas about what traits they wanted in their collection from their community. And they came to us and said, if you could have a trait, like, go for it. And we said, this is what we do with traits. This is what we do with NFTs. We sprinkle culture into NFTs via our traits. And if you want to sprinkle some of our culture into your collection, and that's what you're all about, we love it. Go ahead, go for it. And they showed us the art, and we said, make it rare. And, you know, they made it rare and made it cool and just put it out there. And the collection was amazing. We were so happy that we could be a part of a historic launch, you know, on Luna, on Terra with NFTs, and reviving that and being part of the culture and coming full circle. So it was really cool to get our trade in there. And what has to happen now is basically, you know, we're going to take a look at the collection, and we see all of our traits out there. We're super excited about it. And then the community will vote after an undetermined amount of time, after we see how the secondaries are going, how we see how the culture is going. But we have, like, you know, a lot of love for LionDAO. And then when we vote sometime in the future, maybe we'll incorporate holders of network traits into the community.
Wow. Okay. So that was really what I was sort of getting at. So a collection with network traits doesn't automatically earn, even if it's approved by Encryptode, doesn't necessarily guarantee access to the network. It then goes back to some sort of DAO vote.
No.
The Astros are like, nah.
So exactly. So we are, you know, DAO driven, community driven, holder driven. So we allow votes on accepting new members, because there are people that have been around for, we're going to celebrate our 1 year anniversary coming up in a few weeks. So people have been around for a year plus, and it's definitely a tight group, and they know what they like, they know communities that they like, and we're just going to trust them to put it to a vote and see, you know, when we welcome new members and if some of the new traits out there on different chains are looking, you know, like they qualify.
Awesome. And I'd imagine the Pixel Lions will probably get a yes. I would hope anyway. But and as a member of the network, I get a vote. Is that correct?
Yes, sir, you do. So everyone in the network will get a vote, equal vote.
Boom. Awesome. Glad to hear it. I wasn't sure if it was Lost, might be, or if it was Starry that mentioned, like, after the filter and sort of the storytelling, and how you guys were already sort of doing that. I was actually speaking to Cortland a week or two ago, specifically about the stories, and I remember, do you guys remember Anarchists on Terror? And then they just changed to Anarchists. They were going to be doing something, maybe a comic book or something as well, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah. I kind of vaguely remember that project. But yeah, storytelling is huge for us. We actually, one of the things we did before we released our project, which I feel like a lot of people don't do, is we were marketing for like 3 months before we even released. And we were really, really building the core of our story before we released. And we came out with 2 full chapters. And within each chapter, there's 2 to 3 animations. And each of those animations are like a full story, like with a full script, actors giving voiceover dialogue. And I use AI to create the imagery. And then I animate it. And sometimes when there's more difficult elements to it, like a spaceship door opening and stuff like that, I might have Lost help me with the motion graphics. So we're both artists and we're a good team. And we've actually been working together for a long time and we love storytelling.
So, I mean, talking of these stories, I mean, again, the website's pretty comprehensive. Is this in the space log? Are these the stories we're talking about?
Yes, they're in our space log. We also do kind of little side stories or side missions that occur in our space log on Discord. So we have all of our, right now, the website will link you to Discord to watch the animations, but we're building kind of a theater within our website as well that you could play them all. That's not yet available on the site. So at the moment, you'll either want to watch our animations on Twitter or on Discord, but we have it all neatly put together on our Astro Lore channel within Discord. And then if you want to see some of those side stories we've done, that's in Space Logs, where we kind of do a choose your own story kind of path within each of these little side stories. They add a little context to the main story. Sometimes they are their own little encapsulated stories as well. But within our space logs, you know, the community gets to vote on which answer to give, and then it kind of prompts where the next step in the story goes there. We've also had like some fun little hacking events within our website. We've built kind of a terminal on there. It's not easily navigatable just from the website. It's something we kind of drop as a link right before a hack comes out. And it gives you either a little bit of alpha or rewards or access. You know, we recently had a space log story that you got to jump into the terminal and hack it, and it gave you access to the black market serums and allowed people to purchase them with our Discord economy. So instead of claiming them or buying them on claiming them via bounties or buying them on the secondary, we've also created some opportunities to just get it based off of engagement within Discord. So we're doing a lot of fun things and we're adding a lot more to the site and working with developers to create more functionality and utility within our collection.
Yeah, I'd also add that there was a staking mechanism also for staking your Astros for Stardust, and you can do that with ONFT, who is a big community on Stargaze as well. So you can stake your Astros and get some Stardust that you can use in the Discord, and it's kind of a community currency. So we're starting to give away some prizes for that, and also you can buy some black market serum.
I was literally going to ask about this Stardust. So that's with Stardust, you can potentially buy some black market serum, and then the way to get the Stardust is the ONFT staking.
Okay. So we have two things. So the staking on ONFT, you're actually earning Astros on ONFT, and that particular coin within the staking, once ONFT has their store go live, yes, you'll be able to buy black market serums there. And then we also have Stardust within our Discord, which is our native Discord economy. And you get Stardust just by engaging a little bit, reacting, voting on, you know, where the little space log stories go. We have activities almost every day for you to get it, rumbles, all kinds of fun little things. We want to create environment where no person gets left behind. So whichever way you choose to engage, there's something for you to be able to have an equal opportunity as everyone else to get these black market serums or get rewards or other NFTs that we put on our Discord store just from engagement.
On a side note, Wolf, the founder of ONFT, is a cool guy. And it's one of the big reasons I like Stargaze. A lot of these projects are so collaborative, and we've been talking a lot, and he's even making a game. Can't get into the details of that. I mean, that's something he would have to speak about. But he's going to include our character, our Astro character, in the game. So that is something to look forward to, and I'm super curious about what they're working on. ONFT is definitely a cool project in the space and doing very innovative things.
Indeed. I mean, that's a whole different ballgame. That's definitely one not for a newbie, I would say.
I would just add also...
boxes and...
Apologies. I would just add also that the staking on ONFT, the network is participating as well. And what that means is every Astro gets ONFT staking, but every Astro with a network trait gets Astro tokens and also net. So that enhances, let's say, the utility of every NFT on Stargaze because with a network trait, because if you stake it as a collection with ONFT, you get their community currency. But if you actually have an Astro with a network trait, you get the Astro community currency, but you also get network trait community currency at the same time. So it's like double benefits for, network NFTs.
And as a holder of a network Astro, that is quite exciting. I'm glad. And I'm not actually staking at the moment, so that's definitely something I'll need to look at. With regards to these tokens then that you can earn through staking, I mean, are these tradable on a DEX, or are these kind of more sort of like, I don't know, fan token type things that can be used in Discord and such?
They're definitely not tokens you can trade on a DEX. It's, I don't know the exact way it works, but it's only for the website. And his plan is to create a marketplace for NFT projects on Stargaze. And I think they're expanding to Poly as well. But essentially, he's rounded up a lot of great projects like Women of Cosmos, our project, The Network, Pixel Wizards is on there as well. So he's just creating this big kind of hub for a lot of us NFT projects to engage with and kind of connect with. And I think that's what it's all about, really, right? We're just all trying to connect with each other. And the more we can do that, the better off we'll all be.
Yeah, and the rewards that come from the token that can be purchased on the marketplace come from the project itself and the project treasuries.
Like these stuff. That's what I was questioning. Is it
Can you say that again? What was that?
So sorry. We're earning these staking rewards, and then we can come to the Astral Discord or the Lonely Astral Club Discord, and then spend these tokens that we're earning in.
The staking tokens, you'll be able to, where you stake it on the ONFT website, you'll be able to spend them there. So he's adding some stores so that you can purchase things directly from the communities with those tokens, but it won't require you to jump from Discord to there and back and forth. It'll all be housed within the marketplace he's creating. So we have our own Discord economy, and then also the ONFT staking is a separate thing, which will be adding things to that store as well that you could purchase from. But yeah, they're two separate things, but give you different ways to earn.
I think I've got it. So for the time being, it is the Discord economy. That's the one that's like up and running and is live.
Yes.
This other thing is like sort of in the future at some stage. Okay, thank you for being patient and taking the time to explain that. I mean, you mentioned like voting on stories. But from what I've seen, I think it's maybe a bit more exciting than just like voting. I suppose it is a vote, but like, it reminds me a lot of like books I used to read as a kid. When you sort of like the fighting fantasy books, you sort of go on the adventure, and then you've literally got a choice at the end of a page whether you're going to turn left or climb up the ladder or whatever.
That is a smaller portion of the story. The bigger portion is the animations. But yeah, so within those kind of, we think of them like side missions. They complement the story, but aren't the main story. But within the animations, we've even encouraged some engagement. And even in our initial collaboration with the network, it was a vote for, you know, with the network character whom we call Switch. It was like a prompt of dialogue that he was going to give as a part of a hack. And we had people vote. And even just with this simple vote of like a small sentence or statement that he could give, Starry took it and expanded it into like this really big in-depth announcement. So it's really cool to see, you know, I feel like I'm witnessing it as an outsider in a way, because I'm watching Starry write these stories and bring them to life. And it's like, you know, even if I have an idea, I'm always really excited to see how Starry transforms that and makes it very intriguing. And just his expertise of storytelling really comes through in that.
It's a good point. It kind of echoes some of the things that I've seen where, you know, you guys are sort of feeding off of the energy from the community, the input from the community, and you're able to pivot as artists with both the story, and then the story generates the art, and then the art follows as well and just continues to fill in the story. And it's always active, and the community gets to affect the outcomes. And again, it's really a beginning of a story arc. So community has affected the outcomes a lot, but there's still a lot of story to write, and anyone in the community can inspire both Starry and Lonely, Starry and Lost, to make this story go in directions that we don't even know today.
It is a tongue twister. Starry writes the story. But they're both part of Lonely, and they're not lost. Would you guys say that like you were kind of like Web3 natives who then decided to do an NFT project, or are you like artists who thought, wait a minute, we can do something here on Web3?
I'm definitely both. I got pretty heavy into Web3 and crypto much before. And I think I just came to that realization after seeing that boom in Luna NFTs and Galactic Punks. Like, it was crazy, man. Like, the hype and the those times were very exciting. And I saw, as an artist, I saw a way I could potentially tell a story using that medium. And I felt like we could be really creative, especially teaming up with Lost. He's super talented also at making websites. And, you know, things, it's getting interesting too as things evolve, because the way AI has kind of like been helping with that process, I don't think I would have been able to do this, what I'm doing now, if I released on Luna at the time, because now with the help of AI, I'm able to create all this imagery like at the snap of a finger. And it's made the process of creating and telling stories so much easier. And even there's a function on the website, this terminal that Lost created. He actually used ChatGPT to kind of help write some of that code for the site. So it's a crazy world we're living in right now. And the integration of AI has just changed the game immensely.
Do you want to jump in on that, Lost?
Yeah, definitely. I've definitely started as an artist. Starry and I have known each other for, I mean, almost 20 years now, which is kind of crazy to say. But, you know, even when we got into college and our perceptive of like art and our passion for it increased, we worked together and collaborate in those ways, even on other projects. So I know that for me, I was kind of always an outsider with Web3, dabbling a little bit in crypto. And Starry has been kind of my ear to the ground, kind of keeping me informed and presenting me with all these fun and exciting things, and really converted me in a lot of ways. And yeah, so when he came with that idea, it felt like a no-brainer, especially with the collaboration we had before. And we just got to going on creating the art and thinking about like how the what traits could be in the collection and how we could drive things. And yeah, it's been a really fun process. I have to say, before we launched, we spent a really long time thinking about the collection and how we're going to put it together. And just being creators in this space, especially with all the cool things you can do with Web3. It's like every step along the way kind of unlocks different spaces in my brain of like, okay, well, what if we tried this? Or, you know, what utility could we bring and also make it engaging and show good art and story and all these different things? We just get more and more excited as time goes on. And kind of the validation from the community helps to drive that as well. And so, you know, we're artists and collaborators by nature, and being in this space feels like such a perfect fit for us. And listening to the community and having that inspire what we do as well, it feels so natural.
I just add to that, like, as a community observer, it's probably good to archive exactly how like historic and high ranking the launch of Lonely Astro Club on Stargaze has been for the entire chain, because they've really set some benchmarks. They've really done well for themselves across the board in a short period of time. And that's just on the numbers, just measuring, you know, like a CRM kind of thing. But like, you can't measure that in a community driven thing. You can't measure like how many people they've inspired and all the things they're doing on Discord to drive actual valuable community. But if you just look at the numbers and you look at their rankings, you know, they're always in the top 10 on Stargaze. They're trading the volume. They've got like lots of great collectors and legends in the community that hold, you know, their crews long term, so that we can continue on the voyage and get stuff, you know, as the community builds. And it's really been like fun to watch how the actual market has responded to LA Club, because it's really, you know, held its own among some really, really great projects. And I think it's, you know, because it has kind of all the things and it's just getting started.
I'd like to pivot a little bit if possible. So what, because I'm curious, and I got you here, Rebel. is what kind of brought you guys to Stargaze and to kind of like add functionality to the TFM aggregator here? What got you guys to come to Stargaze?
Well, I think we're a slight pivot. I mean, yeah, I've got that TFM hat as well. Hopefully the Galactic Punks aren't going to get too upset if we move that way for a moment. The aim with the aggregator, and there's still a lot to be done. I think it is a pretty cool tool. The aim is literally any app chain in Cosmos that has NFTs, we want to be there, or TFM wants to be there. And especially because when the NFTs start being able to be sent around the interchain, it's just going to get crazy. So yeah, hopefully the aggregator is just going to pop up on more and more chains across Cosmos as time goes on. And recently we did that sort of a nice link for the Astros. You can just go direct to their connection if anyone wants to have a little look or potentially pick up an Astro at tfm.com/lonely, LONLEY. And you'll find the floor is pretty reasonable just now. And just to clarify, it's a crew of three that we need to pick up. Is that right?
Yeah, it'll get you an additional airdrop that we have coming pretty soon after we upgrade some of your Astros.
But I think any Astro gets you, a community status in the Discord, just like any, proper PFP NFT. One is enough to be a part of the community, and then come on in the community, participate, and grow your crews,
Grow those crews. Are we allowed to have, I know we've kind of hit the hour mark here. Is there anything you guys want to mention that we haven't really touched upon yet?
Yeah, I think it's probably a good time as any to drop some alpha and kind of say where we want to go with the killers. One of the utilities we want to add to these killers is to basically do a royalty sharing to all the holders of the killers. So all the royalties that we get from the killer Astros will actually go back to killer holders. So I think it's a really cool and exciting bonus for those who are going to be holding Astros and might even make it more valuable for the holders as well. We're really excited about that update and being able to share that. We haven't really shared that yet, but we've been analyzing and figuring out how to make it work, and we're just really excited about it.
Yeah, that's a big bombshell right there. And we'll see when we actually put the message out there. So anyone that is listening to this, definitely get some early alpha. And it's going to be huge. I think it's going to be huge. I think people are going to be really pumped about it, especially because a lot of these people that are holding a lot of these black market serums are our deepest followers. They're paying attention, and we really want to reward those people that are engaged and into our project.
And talking about rewards, Lonely Astro Club have agreed to donate a serum and an Astro as a giveaway to participants who have, taken the ride with us on the space today. So we're looking at all of the participants in the space today. We're going to go through the log and make sure that we get everyone who had dialed in to hang out with us today and listen to our views on NFTs and community. And then based on that log, we're going to run a random number and contact the winners. Who could win an Astro, but also a serum, so that you can upgrade that Astro into a killer. And so basically it's an automatic killer and an Astro in the community. So we're going to run through the logs. Anyone who listened during this time, I'm going to take a quick snapshot and then contact the winners at random and see who gets a serum and an Astro.
It looks like it's going to be Aaron. It looks like it might be your lucky day for tuning in, man.
He's been a trooper. He logged the most miles, I think, on this one. Thanks, Aaron. Hope you liked it.
And we've got Gleba here rocking for representing for the Galactic Punks. So, both in with quite a good shout here. I suppose the rest of us are kind of like precluded from this thing.
I don't know. We'll have to see. We'll see what the random AI says.
Awesome. Sounds good. Well, I mean, one last question, guys, if you don't mind, I kind of like to ask this to create our project founders of NFT projects, because it just to kind of sort of do a little bit of research. And you don't have to answer this if you'd rather not. But I'm wondering, is the Lonely Astro Club enough for you guys to make a living, or is this like a passion project for you?
It's certainly a passion project for us. It's not quite yet enough to make a living, but we feel very passionate about it. I think as artists, we're very fulfilled by the project, and just being able to connect with the community is really awesome to us, but we'd certainly love to get to that point. And we definitely are very conscientious of the moves that we make and don't want to just be at a cash grab, but we want to, you know, do something unique and innovative and cool. And if by doing that, it puts us in that position, we're going to be more than happy and grateful to be there. But at the moment, we just feel very passionate about creating and making something that people can enjoy and participate in.
Yeah, I agree. And honestly, having an audience as an artist is something that not a lot of artists get to have. You know, you could be an artist your whole life and not have an audience and have someone see your work. And it's something special. It really is. And it's cool. And it's fun. And we'll keep doing it. We'll keep doing it.
And I think, as you pointed out, you know, one of the driving topics of this space was about NFTs and community. So to come full circle, I think that you can't really put a value on community and people that you've, you know, interacted with and touched in Web3 at these early days. It's something that you really can't properly value. So I think that all of us are benefiting from the network effect of people that stick around in Web3 and in NFTs and develop. And that really is a priceless thing, and, you know, will benefit us all in the future. So I'm happy to dedicate my time to that cause.
Epic. And a comedian as well. The network effect. That was quality. I've got a big smile on my face right now. So thanks very much, guys, for joining us on Punk FM. For anyone that's listening on catch up, I'm sure the people in this space already know, but yeah, if you're listening on catch up, you can find the Lonely Astro Club on Twitter at lonelyastro_NFT. If you're interested in looking around the collection, potentially buying one or just doing some research, you can go to tfm.com/lonely. And hopefully that's enough to get you started. It's got all the links on their Twitter page. Thanks, guys. I've enjoyed myself. I've found out more about the project. I've got my serum. I'm looking forward to minting or upgrading, whatever we're going to call it, into my killer. Thanks very much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Don't forget to hit play on that serum NFT. It's epic.
Wow, I can watch it. Wow, I know exactly what I'm doing after this. Thanks for your time, guys. Stay in touch.
Thanks, man.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was Punk FM, featuring the Galactic Punks and the Lonely Astro Club, hosted by Rebel DeFi. Recorded on Thursday, June 15th, 2023. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening.
There's this principle in Taoism where it's like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, like just inevitably it kind of starts to happen. There's this principle in Taoism where it's is like the more you fight something, the more like the opposite of what you want, inevitably it kind of starts to happen.
Chirping on the bird app, listening to nerds flap, wondering why the fuck my timeline's so cursed. It's like everybody's holding heavy bags in Web 3. That's why they can't fly, they just drowning in the bird bath, fishing for some dry powder. Watch how we ignite the tower, blowing up their bank accounts for getting out of fight the power. Y'all don't even realize how deep this shit goes. They preach an open source, but don't listen to the code. And now it's mutiny, community, uprise. There's no more humility, futility, plus size. Motherfuckers leaking from the wrench down to the bare metal. Which side of the line you bleeding out on when the dust settles? Motherfucking west side shit, needle and noose. Sticking with my armory, Yambato and Bruce. Repping psychedelic artistry, believing the truth. Like these motherfuckers even need a reason to sue? GM fam.
Worth all the effort? Is it really worth all the fighting? Is it really worth all the drama? And the answer, I think, is a clear no.
They started using Zoom, now we finna zoom out. Teaching all these plebiscites what this game's really all about. Little baby bitches when they choose to have fits. All you're left with is kibble when you lose all them bits. And that kibble's just sawdust, the shit is all rust. Not a great look, you're what we call all nuts. And I for one did not see that coming. Cracking open books, yo, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, over here rewiring features. More critical thinking, less knee-jerk. More evolution, less shit. Coin preachers pretending to be teachers. Y'all just predatory leeches. I mean, please, just look at the track record. A bunch of VC rat fucks sucking up the cheddar. The recipe is two steps, rinse and repeat. Now we all in your butts and we bring in receipts. GM fam, have a seat.
If you're listening to this, my plea to you would be like, don't have to take a side on it. Just say like, is it really worth this war of attrition? It might cost us a lot more than what can be gained by like fighting this to the bitter end. And sometimes it's better to just like move on.
Channel spaces.